We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, proud friend of Mizzou basketball, famous among friends.
Happy Purrier for the win.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Final show of the season from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Outdoors locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and Cape Girardeau now open in Columbia, 2651 Trimble Road, Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Jim Sterk, Missouri's Director of Athletics, with us tonight for the entire hour. We've got plenty to talk about. Lots of good things going on with Missouri athletics, particularly with the spring sports. If you look at gymnastics, ranked number 22, heading to the NCAA regional in Tuscaloosa. The men's golf team has two team championships already. The 25th-ranked Missouri baseball team coming off of its first-ever series win against Mississippi State. They accomplished that this weekend here in Columbia. Couple of announcements today. Sophie Cunningham named as an honorable mention All-American for the second consecutive season. So congratulations to Sophie Cunningham, part of a women's basketball team that finished 24-8 on the season. And earlier today, big news coming out as Michael Porter Jr. made this announcement.
Man, it's been a crazy year, but I feel so blessed to be in the position I'm at. I want to thank Mizzou Nation, my coaches, and my teammates for the incredible support I've received ever since I committed to the university. I wish I could have been on the floor with my brothers every single night, but I'm so thankful to have been a part of such a special group. A special thank you goes out to my family. Y'all have been there for me through it all, and I just want to let y'all know how much y'all mean to me. And with that being said, after talking over my coaches and my family, I would like to announce that I'm declaring for the 2018 NBA Draft.
So no surprise, Michael Porter Jr., one and done at the University of Missouri, making that proclamation a little bit earlier this afternoon. With that, let's bring into the conversation Missouri's Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk. How are you tonight?
Great, Mike. Great to be here. And it's thanks, folks, for showing up. It's a little bit of a rainy, cold night, and I think a lot of people in Columbia are elsewhere.
It's a rainy, cold spring, for
yes,
goodness sakes, across
right.
the country. It seems like, yeah, and it does seem that a lot of the town has headed elsewhere to maybe take advantage of warm weather during the spring break. Let's begin with the announcement we just played from Michael Porter Jr. Just, I mean, no surprise, really, that the announcement came. As you look back to his impact, 53 minutes on the court, but there's no question when he decided to sign with Missouri and commit to Missouri, other players followed him, so he had an impact in terms of wins and losses. He also, by that commitment, had an impact at the ticket gate as well, based on the number of fans that bought season tickets. So as you think back to his impact, what comes to mind?
Well, one, their family is just really integrated into Columbia and Mizzou with women's basketball and men's basketball. And so, obviously, he took it to another level being ranked so high and possibly, first rounder and close to being the top number one pick out coming out. But, you know, I think everyone, including himself, is not happy that we didn't get to see his best. I think he had great intentions of coming here and really helping us to go deep in the postseason. But I think, you know, we have to be thankful for what he brought to the table. But I'm really encouraged by the other folks that came to the table because of Michael, including Jonte and quite the year he had, and Mr. Tillman and Cassius, and you know, I think it really Konzo used the opportunity, and with Michael coming, and I think he was able to formulate and put together a great team that won 20 games that could have gone a lot further, and we saw how far Florida State went. You know, we played probably a tough team for us, a tough matchup, and a team that was getting very hot, but. Overall, I think a great impact. Sorry to see him go, but wish him the best.
And of course, we're still waiting to hear exactly what Jonte's future holds and what decision he might make with his family, with others. That'll come at a later date. It has been an exciting NCAA tournament so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Yeah. It's really has. I mean, Sister Jean had the best quote. You know, what did she give up for Lent? Losing. I thought that was a really good quote by her, and for a 98-year-old, she's sharper than all of us put together, probably. But you love those Cinderella stories of teams that really, no one's really heard of, but play great basketball. And in basketball, when you get seven or eight guys that play together really well, you can have a huge impact.
Well, the other thing, too, with the Loyola story that stands out is the impact of a program where it's all about the name on the front of the jersey and not the name on the back, and guys that weren't highly recruited but guys that came in and bonded by a system that their head coach put together and whose sole mission was to just win basketball games and do it for each other, and the byproduct has been a very successful run here in March.
Yeah, I think the matchups are great. Loyola and Michigan Michigan's playing really well, and Villanova and Kansas, they're that two number one, so they were expected to be there, but the other two were not, and I think it should be a great Final Four. In basketball, I think those guys, I think the Loyola team, a lot of them were state champions, and they played all state, and they were good basketball players, but not at the highest level of the recruiting tree, if you will, and so it's neat to see kids overachieve and a team overachieve like that.
I think the breaking news of the night so far is that Jim Stirk follows Sister Jean on Twitter. Because Sister Jean did tweet that about giving up losing. I thought the other thing that was neat that she tweeted, and whoever handles her account for a 92-year-old nun, maybe it's her, maybe it's not, but we know what sticklers security people can be at the NCAA tournament, and particularly about if you bring out a drink, it has to be in the Powerade-sponsored cup. She tweeted the other night that she brought out her supply of holy water, and as soon as she pulled out the bottle, was told it had to be in one of the Powerade cups. So she had to pour it into
Powerade
the cup.
Powerade probably liked that.
Yeah, Powerade probably did like that, yeah. So anyway, it's been fun. The stories that developed this time of the year are always kind of fun to watch. And one of the other things, too, that we should talk about is, for just the second time ever, Missouri's football team played in a bowl game. Missouri's men's and women's basketball team both played in the NCAA tournament. That hadn't happened since 1981, and you have to go back before that, when it was the championship series, if you will, prior to the NCAA for the women. So that's something to take away from this past season, is the fact that football was successful, and so were men's and women's basketball.
I think when your highest visible sports are successful, it really helps overall. And we're having a really good year. The latest Learfield Directors Cup came out, and we're sitting 21st. Last year we finished 33rd in the country, and that was our best ever. And I think we have a great opportunity to possibly beat that. 17 of 20 programs look to be going to postseason play, and We had Carissa Schweitzer won a couple national titles again and for her fifth time. And so there's a lot of really, really neat things going on. But for football and men's and women's basketball to be successful, you know, it's tough when you lose. And I said it before, the NCAA tournament is cruel that way. There's only one team that finishes with a win. And the rest, you know, finish at some point along the way. But it is a great tournament. It's exciting to be a part of it, and it was really exciting for those three teams to have postseason play this year.
This is our final Tiger Talk of the season. Missouri's Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk, is with us for the entire hour. A score from women's basketball, by the way, third quarter, UConn 54, South Carolina 33. We're back after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
Oh, how can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
They do. I'm one happy camper.
Maybe that's the reason so many people come to Shelter for their car insurance. We have great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. To find an agent near you, go to shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue, custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that? That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar, with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No, no lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
Hey, folks, over here.
Can you breathe in there?
Oh, the box? Ow. Been doing this for years.
Okay, we'd like to take a look at our insurance policy.
Let me grab your file. Ow.
Oh, let's find a Trusted Choice independent agent.
Many insurance agents are boxed in by the options of only one provider. But a Trusted Choice independent agent has the freedom to shop multiple providers, so you get more options with less shopping around. Find your Trusted Choice independent agent at TrustedChoice.com. Free to do what's right for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
A perfect circle. May 16th, Mizzou Arena. A perfect circle. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. A perfect circle. Live.
Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. Shelter Insurance, proud sponsor of Mizzou Athletics. Call a Shelter Insurance agent to set up a free personal protection review. Ask about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Just over a year ago, Jim Sterk announced that Konzo Martin was going to be the new basketball coach at the University of Missouri. 1 year later, his team played 33 games. Konzo Martin led his team back to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 5 years. So they play 33 and they win 20, something that nobody can ever take away from them in a season that had its share of adversity and roster departures during the course of the year. One thing that we've come to know is first of all, what a good person Konzo Martin is, what a likable individual he is, but also, Jim, how likable his staff is too.
Yeah, he put together a great staff, and Konzo is, he's better than advertised, and I love that his goal of being the last team standing. He's not shy about it. He's really goal driven, and I think he had a great start, obviously, to his career at Mizzou, and I'm looking forward to each and every day working with him.
What did you learn about Konzo Martin in this your first year working with him as your head basketball coach? That maybe you didn't know when you hired him.
I knew quite a bit about him and had done a lot of research on him. And so that article that came out of Sports Illustrated did a nice in-depth article about him and his family and growing up and the challenges. I liked that he was galvanized by adversity, and he had been through a lot and had been very successful as a player and a coach prior to us hiring him. And so I think one thing that he's probably a better person than I even heard about, you know, that he's that kind of person what you see is what you get, and he doesn't have long meetings. He won't talk very long, and you ask him a question, he's totally on board with what you want to do and will speak his mind and actually was a good influence, I think, with our head coaches as well, when we had overall, head coaches meetings. And so I think he's really a team player. He's a great family. They have a great family, and Roberta and him. And I think he's a great addition to not only Mizzou basketball, but Mizzou community.
Yeah, I agree. The other thing that too stands out that I don't know if struck me is the right word, but I was impressed by is during Barry's turmoil this year, when he was riding the losing streak, he would come here on Monday night and he would talk about the number of times that he heard from Konzo Martin during the course of the week, the number of times that he heard from Robin Pinchton during the week, and that camaraderie that's being built among the head coaches of those three major sports, but also the other coaches down the line has got to be apparent too.
Yeah, it's really been good, and I'm blessed every day to work with those kind of folks that are just, great leaders of men and women, and I think people can feel really proud of the job that they do and the leaders that we have in those positions leading our team. So excited about the future, and I want to be that last team standing sometime and go to the Final Four, and I've been to a Sweet 16, but I would love to go to a men's and women's Final Four.
Yeah, I've been a part of a couple of teams that have been close, but just couldn't quite get to that next step and knock the door down and give Missouri its first ever trip to the Final Four. Speaking of consistency, Robin Pinchton's program in 8 years at Missouri, the head coach after going 24-8 this year. Think about this, folks. Her record now at Missouri is 147-108. In 8 years. That is the mark of consistency that she has built in her women's basketball program. And again, the news today, if you haven't heard, Sophie Cunningham named as an honorable mention All-American. Certainly, Robin, from a personality standpoint, a little bit different than Konzo, right?
Yeah.
Certainly, but both driven, right?
Yeah, it was great last week. We had meetings on. We're looking at doing some renovations down below in the lower parts, and where the student athletes are on a daily basis, and recruiting takes place. We have a lot of gold walls, and we're looking at branding and doing some things down there. And it was great to be able to bring those two into a room, have a meeting, and they were offering back and forth and really working together. And I think that just speaks volumes to the type of individuals they are, because for the most part, men's and women's basketball coaches, they have to share a lot of things, and it doesn't go so well a lot of times. But I think we have a great duo there.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to bring that up. Is it sometimes that's not a harmonious relationship?
Right.
Yeah, but it's good to see. The other thing, too, that you look at is, certainly they had a disappointing finish, as did the men, to their basketball season. But based on the numbers that come back on the women's team, the way that she has recruited, the future remains very bright there.
Yeah, I think she's excited about getting after it. You, uh, she, she was not real happy camper after that loss and came back, and I think she's really challenging her team and coaches and herself how they can come back and come back even stronger this year and next year and like you said, continue the success that she's had.
It's Jim Stirk, Missouri's Director of Athletics. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, right here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hi, folks. This is Andy, and the Mint Cookie Concrete is back at Andy's Frozen Custard, but only for a limited time. Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard blended with chunks of yummy mint cookies. Mint cookies are always better when they're blended with Andy's Frozen Custard and really, really cold. They're crunchy and chocolatey and minty and cold, and they're really, really good. Stop by Andy's Frozen Custard today and ask for a Mint Cookie Concrete. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Andy's makes it fun to be a kid for a while.
From Columbia Water and Light News, we have an active scene of rapid heat loss. Steve?
We are live on the scene. Heat is seeping from the house at a rapid rate. This is believed to be due to the lack of insulation. Back to you.
Columbia Water and Light is sending special contractors to trap the heat.
The special contractors have arrived on the scene. They are adding insulation and saving your heat, air conditioning, and you thousands of dollars.
Call 874-7325 or go online at ColumbiaPowerPartners.com. Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Recently, a local office receptionist asked me if we could talk to her manager about upgrading their waiting room furniture. She said the guest chairs were not only uncomfortable and unattractive, they were sagging so much that they were difficult for their aging clients to get out of. This is Dan with Samco Business Products. Look around your office. If your furnishings are conveying you as worn and saggy, contact our experienced team to refresh your office and your image. After all, who wants a saggy image? Samco Business Products. Work just got better.
Everybody's multitasking these days. Heck, I'm making some game time chili right now. Thanks for the recipe, Grammy. We're all doing so many things at once, focusing a little here and a little there. Oh, the chili powder. Convenience is the name of the game. So with all the convenient ways to access your money at Great Southern, mobile app, in person, online, ATMs basically everywhere, convenience is simply part of the gig. Great Southern Bank at greatsouthernbank.com, member FDIC. Nope, chili definitely not supposed to smell like that.
We're live with All-Star Marco employee Dan Smith talking about his huge score in technology today. Dan, set up the play for us.
Well, Beth, our customer really needed a technology win, so Marco assessed their needs and gave their team the right mix of business IT services.
And you followed that play with great customer service.
That's always Marco's game plan.
The right business technology. Marco's all-star service. See more Marco highlights at marconet.com.
During this month of basketball madness, Emo's has its own madness with both of its popular value boxes, the Great Taste of St. Louis box and the Square Meal Deal box, either online only for just $19.95. The Great Taste box features a large two-topping square Emo's pizza, toasted wraps, Pebble Bites, and Cinemos, and the Square Meal Deal box also features a large two-topping square pizza and a double order of Emo's signature toasted wraps. Each box online only is now only $19.95. To order, visit emospizza.com.
Tiger Talk continues. Lathrop & Gage Law Firm would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. It's the Three Stripes Club honoring student-athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Jim Stirk, Missouri's Director of Athletics, is with us. He's here until the 8 o'clock point in the program when we say goodbye for the final time this season. We'll be back the Monday before the first football game. We'll be our first Tiger Talk next fall as we get set for another season with Barry Odom at the helm of the Mizzou football program. We'll talk about spring football. We'll talk about South End Zone Project coming up in our next segment. We're going to focus on spring sports here. And really, you got to tip your cap, if you will, to Steve Beazer and the job that he's done with his baseball program in a short amount of time. Ranked 25th in the country and coming off of their first ever series win against Mississippi State, a dominant program in this league. And so, really, congratulations to him.
Yeah, I think he's starting to hit a lot of firsts. I think last week it was LSU winning at LSU. That's a tough place to play and win, to win this series. And he was close to a sweep. I think it was 15 innings or whatever, and we lost in the last inning, but just a great job, and he's really someone that is a real student of the game, and I think he teaches his team to be a real student of the game as far as someone they do a really good job of analyzing pitches and pitch recognition, and they do a lot of video and taping, and so you'll see his teams a lot of times. I think they're being very aggressive at the plate. They're getting runs in the first couple innings where a lot of times you need to see that pitcher two or three times. His guys are jumping on him early and being able to score, and it's because of a lot of teaching going on.
The Tigers, of course, with the series win and coming up next week, they're in St. Louis.
Yes, so I looked at the weather, though. It could be a cold night in St. Louis at Busch Stadium. Hopefully it changes, but we play Missouri State there at Busch Stadium, and it should be a great night. I'm hoping for better weather so it doesn't snow. I think in the forecast it had snow on the forecast. So we need to change that and hope for the best, but it should be a great night.
Softball team's 19-17. They're 2-7 in the league. Just a thought on them to date.
Yeah, I think they had some pitchers leaving the program, and so they're a lot of times they're getting runs and not getting the pitching. And I think in one of the games this weekend they had five runs in the first inning, and you can't have that and expect to win. But I think they're jumping back. They haven't thrown in the towel at all. The next day they won, and so Gina's doing a good job as far as managing and getting a lot out of the players she has.
The men's golf team is on the road. They're in South Carolina participating in the Hootie at the Bulls Bay golf tournament. Yesterday, Matt Echelmeyer shot a 67. Apparently some tough conditions today, but the other thing is that they've already won two team trophies this spring.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, and Hayden Buckley is really playing well and leading that team for the most part and most every day. But those two team trophies they did a great job doing that. I think they're a team that has flirted in the top 25. They're right around 24, 25, and don't be surprised if they're ranked and heading into the home stretch later in the year.
Hayden Buckley named a finalist for the Byron Nelson Award, which will be handed out a little bit later this spring. I had my first opportunity to interact with him a couple of weeks ago, as you know, at the Country Club of
Yes.
Missouri with the Breakfast at the Tigers event, which was put on by the Tiger Scholarship Fund, which if you're not familiar with that program, it brings in student athletes. I get a chance to speak with them, and hopefully those in the crowd get a chance to learn more about those individuals a little bit more than they knew coming in. But what a likable guy. What a funny guy, too.
Yeah, really has a great sense of humor and great personality, and he's a great player as well. So I think I think you asked him a question about his future, and he definitely focused on golf.
Yeah, and I said, Gary Pinkle used to sit here on this stage and say, when I would ask him a question, he would comment, "That's not one of your better questions of the night." And I had one of those moments with Hayden Buckley when I said, "Are you playing golf today?" And he kind of looked at me like, "Duh." But it was like much like today were the conditions. But not to be deterred, he was going to go out and play. The women's gymnastics team, after participating in St. Louis in the SEC Championships this past weekend, heading to Tuscaloosa. And, of course, they're ranked in the top 25, too.
Yeah, they're, I think, ranked 21st or 22nd, something like that, and have been consistent. And I've learned a lot through Shannon coaching me up on, the scores mean the difference. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. They'll have dual meets, but it's how you score. You could lose all your dual meets, but be ranked in the top 20 or top 10 if you were competing against that level of gymnasts and teams that score so well. And the SEC is so strong in gymnastics, and so we're sitting good, and hopefully we can finish the year in the top 25. That would be great.
That is Jim Sterk, Missouri's Director of Athletics. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk, our final show of the season from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Integrity, value, and flexibility are the values of every one of the over 3,000 members of the Sheet Metal Workers Local 36. If you or someone you know is looking for a career they can be proud of, our apprentice and journeyman programs provide the unique training and continuing education to prepare you for success in this changing and highly competitive job market. For more information, visit us online at sheetmetal36.org. It's true. Better people make the difference.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, April 28th, when the host of Tucker Carlson Tonight comes to Columbia for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event. Tucker Carlson values media, and he values Vitae's efforts to use media for helping women and saving lives. His personal pro-life story will both astound and inspire you. Join us on April 28th at the Holiday Inn Expo Center in Columbia by registering at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, folks, this is Andy, and the Mint Cookie Concrete is back at Andy's Frozen Custard, but only for a limited time. Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard blended with chunks of yummy mint cookies. Mint cookies are always better when they're blended with Andy's Frozen Custard and really, really cold. They're crunchy and chocolatey and minty and cold, and they're really, really good. Stop by Andy's Frozen Custard today and ask for a Mint Cookie Concrete. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Andy's makes it fun to be a kid for a while.
A perfect circle. May 16th, Mizzou Arena. A perfect circle. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. A perfect circle. Live.
NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament continuing tonight. Regional final finds UConn leading the SEC South Carolina 78-49. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and also Shelter Insurance. Welcome back to the show. Jim Sterk is alongside Missouri's Director of Athletics. I'm Mike Kelly. You've got a big project going on south side of Memorial Stadium. I had a chance to drive by there for the first time in a couple of weeks, and there used to be stands there. What happened to them?
Yeah, the south end zone's gone, and it's I think they were looking by the end of the month here to be completely gone, and we're a little bit ahead of schedule. And so now it'll be a little bit slower, but the construction crane is scheduled to go up in June. But in the meantime, they have to move a road back about 40 feet, and that's being done, and they're taking the bank away there. And then a lot of infrastructure and utilities need to be laid before they start to build up. And so the crane will be out there from June until November or December. But then people during the football season will see it start to go up.
Start to go up. And those that went to Arkansas saw that they had a project going on when we played the Razorbacks at Don Reynolds Stadium in Fayetteville this past season. Of course, they had that cordoned off. So from a safety standpoint, a couple of things just from a, I guess, logistics point of view. The football team, in terms of where they will dress on game day, how will that function take place?
Well, we're looking at some portables out there, and I think that's where they will be for the game, and the visitors will. I think they can still fit underneath there, but I think it'll be a little bit better. I think we put our air conditioning into the visitors' locker room, so it won't be quite as hot from our home team. But it'll Barry's had to adjust spring ball a little bit because of staying away from the stadium for about a week. while they were tearing it down. They had to cover the field because you didn't want all the dust and dirt and everything to get into the artificial surface, and so they had to cover it, and now he's looking to spend a lot more time in there this next week when they come back.
For those that don't know, what all will this South End Zone project encompass in terms of when it's complete, what all will be inside that facility?
Well, I like to say it's something for everyone, and really the fan experience, it'll give some different fan experiences that we don't have right now. There will be a touchdown club that on field level, so people will be able to stand out and look and watch the game from there. The team will go right through that touchdown club area as they exit their locker room and go out to the field, so they'll be up and close. So that'll be a unique experience. Kind of like here where there'll be a lot of TVs in there and people can enjoy all the other games going on as well and socialize. So they can either stay down there the whole game or buy, if they have tickets up in the stands, buy tickets down. There'll be some general admission. There'll be some club seating. So like we have on the west side, people will be able to sit out in seats and then go back into a club area, protected area where there'll be food and drink and away from the elements, if you will. Then also there'll be suites. So 16 suites will be there, and we're starting to sell those. Those will be the first that we'll put out on the market and sell. And all those different levels and sale of those premium areas will help us fund the other half. We raised about $50 million in support in gifts for the project, but it's about a $100 million project. And that other part, so we need to sell those. So we have a lot of work to do yet on that. The backside of the house will be the operations and really the football weight room, locker room, medical training area. Rex Sharp is designing a Taj Mahal for him, and that's really fitting. But he'll have a new latest and greatest as far as medical training area. And then there'll be meeting rooms on the second floor, and then coaches' offices and up on the top, and the coaches' offices will overlook the stadium.
And what about practice facilities? Will it impact their practice fields at all, or will they stay on the opposite side of Providence?
For right now, yeah, they'll stay on the opposite side unless they're practicing in the field.
Right.
And, you know, we've looked at that, and that's something maybe down the road that we do an indoor there, because the indoor, when it's needed, everyone wants to use it, all the other teams as well. And that's another benefit of the South End Zone project is the weight room, locker room, medical training areas in the Matsy that are currently shared with football and all our other sports. They're going to be vacating there, so all our other sports are winners as well. So they'll have better time access and be able to utilize those areas that they've been in.
A couple more questions regarding the project as it comes to game day. Are there lots that are going to be impacted from a parking standpoint while the construction's underway?
Oh, you had to bring up that.
Well, because people have a keen interest, as I think you've known since day one of getting involved in college athletics, that parking becomes the number one topic people want to talk about.
Yeah, and I just know enough to be dangerous. There'll be
right.
a little bit that'll be impacted. And
you know, the way I asked the question, though, I said, will lots be impacted? You could have said yes. I did lay it out there for you, Coach.
I wasn't smart enough to catch that. So, but yeah, there will be lots impacted there, and so it really the footprint will go all the way. There's a maintenance shed that's there. Mm-hmm. It'll go all the way to that maintenance shed, and that shed will disappear as well. So the footprint goes out quite a ways. We're looking at art piece and things that'll be out there. It'll be a neat area, and it'll clean that area all up and make it really nice.
If there were things that you were going to add to the project, if it was an unlimited budget and you could add things to the project on the South End, are there things that you would add?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be one of the best in the country. I think Barry is really diving in on even just the finishes and things of how it'll look, and I think we have some of the best people in the business. Mortenson Construction and Populous are designing, and so we have we've kind of been able to glean from all the other projects across the country and implement those into this. So I think it'll be a great place that'll serve Mizzou athletics for a long time.
And it will be done when?
It'll be done in August of 2019. So it won't be operational this football season, but the following football season it'll be operational.
Jim Sterk is Missouri's Director of Athletics. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll talk more about football, also other things, as the show continues after this. This is the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hello, I'm Roland Dickey from Dickey's Barbecue, where we've been serving up pit-smoked barbecue for more than 70 years. If you love barbecue, welcome to Dickey's, a place that speaks your language. With juicy beef brisket, spicy sausage, and fall-off-the-bone pork ribs, we're talking meat that's hand-rubbed and slow-smoked. We're talking barbecue pits filled with hickory wood at every location, every day, for every guest. Come find out what we're talking about.
Now open in Columbia at 1412 Forum Boulevard.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from Mediacom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
When you park with the parking spot, our friendly drivers get you from trunk to airport terminal faster. And the time you save parking with us, you can use to daydream about the road trip and leading a stadium of screaming fans in the biggest wave ever. Make a free reservation now at theparkingspot.com, and with the money you save, you'll be able to afford face paint remover. Free reservations now at theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot, official sponsor of Mizzou Athletics. We have airport parking covered.
Your home of the Tigers is KOMU 8 Sports, covering Tiger baseball and softball like no one else. For more action-packed highlights, exclusive interviews, and in-depth insight of the Tigers, the SEC, and Mid-Missouri, watch Sports Extra with Chris Trevino Sunday nights at 10:25. And for daily sports news and highlights, watch KOMU 8 News at 6 and 10. No one covers Tiger baseball and softball like your home of the Tigers. KOMU 8 Sports, coverage you can count on.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I'm so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
See your Central Missouri Toyota dealers. Joe Mockins Toyota in Columbia.
And Riley Toyota in Jefferson City. Or visit buyatoyota.com.
Tiger Talk continues here on the Tiger Network from Learfield. I'm Mike Kelly. Final show of the season. Jim Sterk is Missouri's Director of Athletics. He's with us until 8 o'clock. Central Bank is your hometown bank, the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at centralbank.net. Several things to talk about continuing along the lines with football, and we talked about the South End Zone project in our last segment. I used to say this about Missouri fans when you'd see them after Missouri's football team would go to a bowl. I would describe the Missouri donor and the Missouri fan as having what I called a perpetual smile on their face because their team played in postseason and they were in a bowl game. This year, of course, the men's and women's basketball team both appeared in the NCAA tournament. How have you found the Missouri donor base and fan base on the heels of this season thus far and some of your visits?
Well, I think, when I came, I think people were open and welcoming and were really excited about moving forward and having success. And so that was really, I think, the most satisfying thing about football turning around and winning those games in the end and going to postseason and the Texas Bowl and for basketball, for men's basketball to turn it around in such a significant way. And it does make a big difference. It's, Columbia, in Columbia and around the state, and even in the legislature, I think, people are noticing what's going on, and I think they're appreciative of the hard work by our student athletes and coaches, and I think one we didn't mention was wrestling, and Brian Smith, and I think he had another four All-Americans, and so we made a trip down to Jeff City, and being able to have Jaden Cox and him speak to the group is pretty impressive when you have that level of success, and I think it's really, really fun to be a part of, and I'm just trying to help it continue to move forward.
Well, you and your team have done a terrific job in terms of fundraising. We talked about the South End Zone project and being able to get $50 million in donations for that project. As you well know, there's still a big gap in terms of closing space between you and other competitors in this league, but also just from a difficulty standpoint here locally, just trying to get the budget going in the right direction is a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing what and we're the SEC is probably one of the highest funded, if not the highest funded conference in the country, where some of those expense budgets are $200 million. They're twice as large as our budget at $100 million, and so it's significant. But I think you can do a lot of things in a smart and strategic way and invest in the right people and the right building and things like that. You can't do everything that those folks do, but you can certainly compete. And I think that we have a great opportunity here. One of the few schools in the country that can offer an SEC experience at an AAU institution, at a land grant that's surrounded by a bunch of Mizzou alums and fans that support the program. And so I think we're strategically located. I think we have an opportunity to continue to move forward, but we need people to continue to step up and help. And we did have our annual fund was the highest ever this past year, and that annual fund goes for scholarships, and we had 7,900 donors, and on an average the SEC has 12,000, and season tickets in football we're at 34, which is great if you're in the Pac-12 or the Big 12, and in the SEC the average is in the 68s, and so those we're competing against the very best, but for us I think our goal is if we can be top 25 in each of our programs and then continue to rise up and compete for titles, I think that's a great spot for us to be.
And the way you close that gap from a donor standpoint in terms of just sheer numbers is really a grassroots effort, because you're not talking about people that are giving thousands and thousands of dollars. You're talking about if you can get those smaller donors that can just understand the strength in numbers concept, that can help in terms of closing the gap.
Starting at $100 and if it's $10 a month and just as they're able to give and support the program, the more we have, the stronger our base becomes, and it withstands the highs and lows of winning and losing when you have that donor base that really on an annual basis supports. And some people, and there'll always be those folks that are just interested when they're winning, but that's not life. We're in the game of life as well, and there's ups and downs, and I think that's what intercollegiate athletics really teaches our student athletes. Obviously, we want to win and be successful, but we want to do it in the right way and win it right, and so it's very important for us to do it that way, but we need people's help as well.
Television revenue right now is at an all-time high. Can it continue?
There's a lot of smart people at ESPN, and they're looking and how they continue. Our contract with ESPN goes through 2032, I think, something like that, and it doesn't have the significant jumps in the past. Prior to me coming, I think from the Big 12 revenues to the SEC revenues, and then starting the network, there were some huge jumps in there. and as far as revenue coming to our department. We're not going to have those significant jumps in television revenue. It's just a gradual increase. So our biggest opportunity for growth and revenue is in season ticket sales, premium seating sales in football and basketball.
Football, you really got to get that number up, don't you?
Yeah, we're down still about $5 million from the all-time high, I think, in 13. But we have that opportunity to, with the South End Zone coming on, and I think that and Barry taking really control of the team and developing the culture the way he wants it. I think there's great things happening in the locker room and outside, and so I think our program can continue to rise in football.
Jim Stirk is with us, Missouri's Director of Athletics. I'm Mike Kelly. This is Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, our final show of the season. Before we take a break and go to our last segment of the show, one other question in regards to non-traditional streams of revenue. You found a couple this past season. You created a courtside club inside of Mizzou Arena, which was something that was new. There was a membership that came along with that, but also revenue from whatever was consumed inside the club. But then there was also a new parking aspect for folks inside of Mizzou Arena, which was a non-traditional form of revenue. Are there other areas that you can kind of tweak and maybe find other opportunities in that regard?
Yeah, I think we're always looking and always open to that. I think there's been in the past some games taken outside and playing in Kansas City or St. Louis. You know, we might look at that, but I'm really sensitive to the economic impact of Mizzou athletics in Columbia and the surrounding area. So I want to continue to build that up and not really look at taking things away. I think we created this year an excellence club in the mm-hmm. With the men's basketball and significant level of donation. So it's $20,000 a year, and that's really helping us make some renovations down below that really Konzo, as he looked at it, the arena is great and having the practice gym and everything there, but it's showing some age, and there's some things we can do to elevate that level down below that both Rob will really benefit Robin and Konzo as they're continuing to develop their teams.
The Illinois series in basketball continues though, right?
Yes. We haven't signed anything yet. We're continuing, and we're actually talking, and as far as talking all sports, maybe there's some things we can do, and we encouraged our sports and head coaches to try to schedule, and I think five or six played this year, and we may formalize that more. And then we're playing a football game. I think we start in 26 through 29, playing Illinois in football. So it's a ways off there, but that's the earliest we could get it on the schedule.
Back after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue, custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
Your home of the Tigers is KOMU8 Sports, covering Tiger baseball and softball like no one else. For more action-packed highlights, exclusive interviews, and in-depth insight of the Tigers, the SEC, and Mid-Missouri, watch Sports Extra with Chris Trevino Sunday nights at 10:25. And for daily sports news and highlights, watch KOMU8 News at 6 and 10. No one covers Tiger baseball and softball like your home of the Tigers. KOMU8 Sports, coverage you can count on.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take F-150, the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. Sweeten up the offer, and boom, you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month, it's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. Most capable based on best-in-class horsepower, torque, towing, payload, and GCWR. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Final segment of our final show of the season from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. I'm Mike Kelly. Jim Sterk is alongside. This is Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. Again, our first show of the football season will be the Monday before the first game. And so we will keep you posted throughout the course of the summer months. Still, though, plenty of ground to cover here in our final segment of the show with Missouri's Director of Athletics. But I want to say, to begin this segment, as I look around this intimate gathering of family and friends, that we have a lot of people that have been here each and every week. And I sincerely appreciate those of you that have been here each and every week, because I am not the easiest person, as my wife will tell you, to listen to. So thank you for being here. It's nice that you're here, and certainly it means a lot to, I know, both Barry and Konzo and Robin and certainly Jim Sterk as well. You lost a member of your staff, a very important member of your staff, who was given an opportunity. Brian White is now a director of athletics at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida.
Yes, he is. No, Brian, he actually put the full court press on me to come here, and mm-hmm. actually recruited me, and coming from him, and obviously everyone kind of knows I worked for his father at two different stops. He came as athletics director when I was at Maine, and I was the ticket manager, and saw that he was, you know, really, really good at what he did, and I even ran the New York Marathon with him just to try to hang with that guy. But then he hired me down at Tulane and gave me the opportunity to work on the external side, and so when this job opened, I was in San Diego and it was sunny, and Brian calls me and says, Jim, this place is really, really, really special, and Paige and I love it here. And I knew at that time that, you know, Brian was very good at what he did, but what he, I think, really helped me with in the first year and a half was really introduced me to a lot of folks. We got a lot done during that time, and then for him, I would have loved to, you know, for him to work longer here, mm-hmm. but you can't turn down an opportunity where you're the head person and you're, you know, leading a program. And I think to be in Florida, their family has a condo that he's been going to for the last 15, 20 years in Melbourne, and that's about an hour away or so from where he took the job and the opportunity that he has with that program. So a very good one, but we have a lot of great people here. And what it allowed us to do is elevate people and give more responsibility to the great folks here that are on the external side. Nick Jose, who's sitting out here, Jay Luxus on the marketing and promotion side, and Ryan Alpert on the development side. And so able to elevate those folks and give them more responsibilities that I think will we're not missing a beat, and I think we have a great group of staff that I get to work with on a daily basis.
We've got a little less than 2 minutes left in the show. This next question is pretty easy. Is there anything from a legislative standpoint on the horizon that'll capture fans' attention?
Not like last year. I think last year was the time demands legislation from right. an NCAA standpoint, and I think they're in the next month. I think the basketball, Condoleezza Rice, the group that she's leading and really reviewing what's going on with basketball. I think you'll see some things on the agent side and access. Maybe younger folks, younger basketball players getting advice maybe at an earlier age so that they're not totally influenced by people that are just trying to make a buck out of them, but really what's best for them as well. And so I think that, and then hopefully the NBA will allow the kids that really want to play and are developed enough to play right away in the NBA to go directly from high school and not do the one and done. And so I think that would be healthy for the sport as well.
And you're getting ready to move out of the competition season here in a couple months into the befriending season, if you will. You've got caravans coming up, golf tournaments this summer and things like that, reciprocating, I guess, the relationship, those that come to Columbia, going back to see them at their homesteads.
Yeah, we're May 9th, we're in St. Louis for the caravan, and the 17th in Kansas City, and then there's a lot of Tiger Club and golf tournaments that are out there, and it'll be fun. We have a lot to do yet, and a lot of the competitive seasons that are left for our team. So I'm excited. We have 17 pop out of our 20 sports, maybe 17 make it to postseason play. So that would be the highest ever, and so we're excited to finish strong.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mike, thank you, and thanks everyone for coming.
That does it for Tiger Talk. Our thanks to Matt Weingartner on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
From Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, proud friend of Mizzou basketball, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.